Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode this morning on this spiritual Saturday as we continue our series on praying to avoid temptations and sin, and that we would not give any opportunity to them. As Jesus told us to in Luke 22, verse 40, he said to them, his disciples, pray that you may not enter into temptation. And in Proverbs 6, 16 through 18, and even further, they have the six things that the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, and feet that are swift in running to evil, is the one that we are on this morning. Praying to avoid a temptation to have feet that are swift or quick to run to evil. As described of Israel in the days of Isaiah in chapter 59, verse 7, their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. We do not want to be in that same situation. We understand that God's people can get to that point. And so it's likely that they were not praying to avoid these types of temptations. So would you pray with me at this time to avoid the temptation to have feet that are swift in running to evil? Father in heaven, we thank you for Jesus and his instructions to us to use prayer to help us to avoid temptations to sin, and for his example of using his knowledge and application of Scripture in order to resist temptation when he was faced with it. Father, we pray that we would avoid the sin of and the temptation to have feet that are swift in running to evil. We pray that we would be seeking ways to actively run away from evil by being aware of our surroundings, the things that we're doing, the people that we are around, and that we also prepare ourselves to be ready to flee, to look for that way of escape when we see a temptation coming our way. And Father, we pray that we would have feet that instead of running to evil, that we would have feet that run to God, run to you, and to do good deeds for your glory. Father, we pray that we would have feet that would spread the gospel and spread that good news all around the world, that we would use our feet for productivity in terms of the gospel and its furtherance. We pray that we would have feet that run to help others in times of need by providing meals for them, perhaps babysitting for them, counseling them, comforting them, whatever we can do to help others during their time of need. We pray that we would be quick in running to do those things. And Father, we pray that we would be people that are so focused on avoiding sin and this temptation to have feet that run to evil, that people would see that we are running to do good instead, just like Jesus was, and that they would seek to be a part of your church as we see in the Bible. Father, we're thankful for this avenue of prayer and this that you've given us to help us to avoid temptations. And Father, we pray that we would pray more to do so and that we would pray more in general. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer this morning. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time. My